All right, Joe, can you hear me?
Yep.
Oh, hey, I hear you.
Hey, is it working?
Yeah, I think it's working.
Awesome, awesome.
It's a little quiet, but that's okay.
All righty.
Awesome. So, Joe, you are the singer for the band Frogleg.
Yep.
Excellent. Yep. Thank you for coming on the show.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Absolutely. So you guys are playing on Saturday at the Tonic Room, yeah?
Yep, we're down at the Tonic Room, and we're playing. We're going to be the headliner, and then Simpleton and City Folk are opening up the show. They're a folk rock band from down in Chicago, and so it'll be a lot of fun. We plan on doing some show swapping, bringing them up here, and going back down there. Hopefully, again in the future too. So.
That's terrific.
We're looking forward to that. And, yeah, we played with those guys. We met them in the Wisconsin Dells over the summer. We were playing at a festival called Ragged Roots. So that was a lot of fun. We just exchanged contacts, and we're excited to come down.
That's terrific. So Frogleg is a sort of soul, funk, reggae band.
Yeah.
I've heard the album. It's mm-hmm. terrific.
Hey, thank you.
Yeah, one thing I've noticed is that you guys are a lot more guitar-heavy than perhaps the genre in general.
Yeah, actually, since we've released our debut album, we've added in keyboards.
Okay.
So a good old friend of mine from way back in high school, his name's Sam Holtman, me and him reconnected. He's a great piano player, so we picked him up, and it's been a lot of fun. So we now have that colorful keyboard element in the group, and yeah, it's been a lot of fun.
That's terrific.
Playing with him, so over the weekend you'll hear a little bit of that. So we're bringing him down. It's gonna be fun.
Nice. It sounds like it's gonna be a great show. The Tonic Room is great for your sort of show too, from what I understand.
Yeah, we played there in July, and we had a blast. It was a lot of fun. We played with a group called Digiometric from down there in Chicago, and it was a good party. It's a fun room. It sounds good. I like how the stage is kind of wrapped around in an L shape, so everybody's kind of like, you know, you can see each other.
Right, yeah.
Be like, hey, what's up, man?
You don't have to look. You don't have to crane your neck just to see the other people playing the song with you.
Yeah, exactly.
That's terrific.
It's the round table.
So, I have some notes here.
All right.
You guys opened for Steven Tyler sometime last year.
Yeah, actually, no, it was actually this year.
That was this year. Okay.
Yeah, this was another July endeavor. We were, it just kind of weirdly fell into place. We got a call while we were out in Colorado, and it was just coming up over the weekend, and then we were going to have about 6 days off where we were going to be back in Minneapolis. And we got the call, and it was kind of shrouded in secrecy. They just told everybody that there was going to be a big rock and roll Hall of Famer performing, and it was an event for it was a benefit for childhood arthritis. And so it was there's a company up here that's like a really good countertop company called Cambria, and so they have this association called Camp Cambria that dedicates itself to childhood arthritis. So it was really fun. It was great meeting him. He was a really cool dude and really cordial, and his show rocked. It was good.
That's awesome.
So, yeah.
So we have here at the station, we have 4 tickets for the Tonic Room show.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, so we're going to be giving those away in the next few days. We would now, but we need to get the ringer fixed before we can take call-ins to give away tickets.
Of course.
Yeah. I'm really disappointed, actually, that I can't make it because I'm going to be, I had a prior engagement for a class, and I really wanted to go. So if you guys are ever in Chicago again, you better believe you're going to be getting a call back from me.
Awesome. Yeah, man. We'd love to talk, man.
Yeah. So one last thing. So I have the Frogleg album
mm-hmm.
here. What would you say? What would you say is the track to you, from that album that means the most to you personally?
I'd have to think. One song in particular off that album that means a lot to me, because it was actually the first song that I ever wrote, like way back. It wasn't initially a prog leg song, so I probably wrote it when I was a sophomore or freshman in high school. So it would have been, you know, like eight or nine years ago. But yeah, it was Lucy Hill. I forget which track number it
is. Track number six, I think.
Track number six, yeah, it's kind of a reggae rock steady kind of song, and it's about just where I grew up out in by Lake Minnetonka, and just skateboarding around and being a hoodlum. Yes, that song is about skateboarding. I don't know if you'd be able to necessarily tell right off the bat from the lyrics, but yeah.
That's awesome. So you guys are from Minneapolis, the band.
Yep.
How did you guys get together?
Well, it was kind of a long, the synthesis of this band was a long story, because it originally started out where it was me and Dimitri, and we played in a little acoustic group. And then Dimitri Rollis, the other guitar player, he got a call from Bunkers, the bar and grill up here on Washington Avenue in Minneapolis, and he once played there many years ago with a musician named Wayne McFarlane, who played in an older reggae band from the 80s called Ipso Facto.
Yeah.
A Minneapolis reggae band. So he used to do that. He was taught under Wayne McFarlane. And so they knew Dimitri's name. He was floating around, and they kind of wanted more of like a soul, funky, jam band kind of vibe.
Absolutely.
For the Thursday night. So then, yeah, we just got the call to get a band together and started making calls, figuring it out. And we just slowly pieced it together to become what it is today. And yeah, it's been a good journey. We've been playing down at Bunkers for, gosh, a little over 4 years.
Wow.
So it's been good. You know, playing weekly is always fun, and it was kind of like a nice like weekly practice. You know, just being on stage, and you know, the first year or two was kind of slow, so we were able to kind of get our sound together in a comfortable environment. It was a good experience.
That's awesome. That's awesome to hear. So
yeah.
Those first couple of years were really good for getting comfortable on stage too.
Yeah, exactly.
That can definitely be difficult the first few times you have to do
yeah.
that. So it's
Tell
nice to have a comfortable
it, yep.
place. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Oh, I had something else about Minneapolis. I know I did. So Minneapolis I don't know how well known this is, but it's a very, very thriving music scene as a city.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm sure you know, but I just don't know how much people listening know about this.
Yeah.
Are you familiar with a lot of other Minneapolis musicians?
Yeah, definitely. It's kind of cool, because it's in Minneapolis. It's like all walks of musicians kind of hang out together. It's a really cool scene where everybody kind of, you know, you'll see people at like punk rock shows that, you know, the next night you'll see at, you know, a Calypso show or like whatever it might be. It's kind of everybody's everywhere. It's almost like there's two of everybody up here. But yeah, I mean, it's got a rich history, you know, with, you know, like a lot of the funk, like Prince and
yeah.
the Time with like the Minneapolis sound and stuff. Back in the late 70s and early 80s, and we're very big into that.
And then
the whole Minneapolis funk is good.
Absolutely. And then coming up through the 90s and 2000s, the independent hip-hop scene really was fostered very well in Minneapolis.
Yeah, with Rhymesayers and
yeah.
Atmosphere and all those guys.
Huge fan of the Rhymesayers guys.
What's that?
Oh, I said I'm a huge fan of the Rhymesayers guys.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we've actually performed with a few people that are affiliated with Rhymesayers, like Carnage the Executioner. I don't know.
Whoa, yeah.
He's a great, oh, man, he's so fun to play with.
He's on the World Has No Idea tour now, right? He's touring with the film?
I think he might be.
Yeah.
I'm actually not totally sure, but yeah, that sounds about right. I know he's doing a lot.
Yeah.
But yeah, he's a good guy.
That's the other thing I've heard about Minneapolis musicians. I've never heard people have much negative to say about them as people. like I know I like their music, and it sounds like I like them as people for the most part too.
Yeah, no, everybody's, you know, it seems pretty cordial up here, you know. At least seems. You know?
Right.
You never really know, but yeah, for the most part, I haven't had too many bad experiences with, you know, the people that I've worked with throughout the years. It's been pretty smooth sailing. So.
Well, that's terrific. So yeah, Frog Leg at the Tonic, the Tonic Room. That's at 8, right? On Friday, on Saturday?
Yeah, I believe so. 8 p.m.
8 p.m. on Saturday. And we will be doing ticket giveaways probably through our social media. I'll be coming into the station a few times between now and then to do ticket giveaways on air. Joe, thank you so much for calling in. Thank you for being on air with us.
Hey, thank you, man.
Absolutely. It's
always
been a pleasure.
All right. Well, you guys have a good one.
You as well.
All right. We'll see you on Saturday.
See you on Saturday, Joe. Once again, that was Frogleg's Joe Dunn. And if you'd like to go see them live on Saturday at the Tonic Room, we have 4 tickets we're going to be giving away between now and then. So I'm going to play a song by them. And then why don't you come on down by the station and talk to me if you're interested.
Don't slip up, don't slip up.
That was Frogleg's Lucy Hill off of their album Frogleg. And as we just found out, the first song Joe ever wrote. Thanks again, Joe, for coming on the air with us. And if you're interested in seeing them live this Saturday, just let me know. You can hit me up on social media. You can hit me up right outside the station after this. I eat lunch. Thank you guys so much for listening, and have a good day.